There's no I in team, but there is one in Indeed, and that's the hiring platform that you need to build yours. When you're hiring, you need Indeed. Instead of spending hours on multiple job sites searching for candidates with the right skills, Indeed's a powerful hiring platform that can help you do it all. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it makes hiring all in one place so easy because Indeed does the hard work for you. They show you the candidates whose resumes on Indeed fit your description immediately after you post so you can hire faster. Join more than 3 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Start hiring now with a $75 sponsored job credit to upgrade your job post at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Offer good for a limited time. Claim your $75 credit now at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. And support the show by saying that you heard it on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Back, everybody, to another edition of MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Saturday, May 13th edition, and it's an ugly one. I'll just keep it blatantly honest with you, it's ugly. Hope everybody had a good Friday start to your weekend, made a little DFS money, enjoyed your night, has a big weekend planned, whatever, all the good stuff that comes with the weekend. We have 6-game early, 9-game evening. We have 6 early games because the Boston game got moved up early because of weather. It should start. There's chances of some rain, but the major rain comes in later in the day. Hopefully the game gets in. It should get in, hopefully. The Yankees-Astro game is on the slate. It's 100% chance of rain. I highly doubt that game gets played. I mentioned that the last couple days. So this is likely a 5-game slate. Right out the gate, throwing that out there. Likely a 5-game slate. Keep an eye on any games on the Northeast, basically. In the evening, the Philadelphia-Washington game has 25 to 35% chances of rain. Washington's going on back-to-back rainouts. I think they'll try to get this one in, but who knows with them. And then the Padres-White Sox game has like 25% chances of rain. So that's usually not a problem, but who knows? So keep an eye on the weather. It's nasty. When you look at these slates, pitching's not great. Prices are really, really strange, to say the least. So not good. Not good at all. Let's get at it. We'll start it off with your 6-game slate, and we'll start it off with your top-priced arm. And on this small slate with pitching as bad as it is, he's going to be the chalk, and he is the chalk you're going to pay for. He is Christopher Sale. He's $13,100, and he's at home against the Tampa Bay Rays. Chris Sale, he got hit around by the Twins his last time out, but he still got you 24.7 DraftKings points, his lowest point total on the season. He's been pure filth. ERA below 2. Striking out 10 or more in all but one start, his first start of the season. So, yeah, Chris Sale, pretty good at baseball, as they'd say. He's number one on the barrel top 25 FIP percentage. His barrel FIP is 1.72, which is outstanding. He's getting barreled up 2.06% of the time, one of the lowest in all of baseball. Not the lowest, but one of the lowest. On this season alone, he's striking out 37.63% of the batters he's facing, which is bananas. That's almost 40% of the guys he's facing. That is just insanity. When you look at the Rays, they are striking out a whopping almost 27% against left-handed pitching, and they used to be one of the best against left-handed pitching. They are now down to just a league average WOBA of 308. Chris Sale, you already knew he was a great play. Rays team totals 2.83, lowest on the slate, and that's just extremely low. You got to go Chris Sale. Even if Chris Sale gets shelled, this is the play on a slate as ugly as this. you're going Sale, cash game GPP. You take him and you build around Chris Sale. Now, if you don't want to go Chris Sale, that's fine. You go contrarian. I get it. I get the philosophy behind it. That is a tournament strategy, and I get it 110%. And if you're doing that, then you're going to roll the dice with a guy like Jonathan Lester. $10,700. He's been pretty good his last two times out after back-to-back Rocky starts in Cincinnati and at Pittsburgh. At home against Philly, 5 innings, 2 earned, 5 walks, 5 Ks. The walks got him there. But this last start out at home against the Yankees, 7 innings, 3 hits, 1 earned, 9 strikeouts. The strikeouts are finally back for Johnny. Got you almost 29 DraftKings points. He's had issues getting out of the first inning lately. Then he settles down. He's striking out. He's 15th on the barrel list right now at 3.26 FIP. He's getting barreled up 2.29% of the time, striking out almost 23% of the batters he's facing this year. Pretty good stuff right there. He's walking 8.6% of the batters he's facing. That is not ideal, but the Cardinals are striking out 21.2% of the time against lefties and have a WOBA of 286, which is way below league average. Very good setup there for Mr. Lester in St. Louis. You know, not like super pitcher friendly, but not super hitter friendly. Pretty neutral. I probably lean more towards pitcher friendly in that ballpark. It's a good matchup for Lester, no doubt about it. You saw how Butler, who I recommended last night, shut down the Cardinals, given he's a righty, not a lefty, obviously. But if you are pivoting off a Sale, I would say you probably are going with Lester on this small slate because on paper, it's 6 games. We're just saying New York's raining out. It's a 5-game slate. So if you're not going Sale, you're going Lester. We move on. If you want to challenge the Cubs' bats, you can go Carlos Martinez at 10-2. Totally up to you. He's just so inconsistent, but totally up to you. I don't know how Matt Moore is $8,100. Oh, wow. Well, there you go. There you have it. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 1, 2. Yeah, DraftKings already did it, so the game must be canceled as I'm recording. They took the Yankees game off. It must be canceled. Let me pause this recording and find out real quick. Yep, there you have it. It's official. The Yankees game has been postponed. It's a day-night doubleheader on Sunday, so it is a 5-game slate. Problem solved. Nothing to worry about there, and that's a bummer because I like Severino, and targeting fires with the Yankees' bats was outstanding. So keep that in mind tomorrow when I don't record a Sunday podcast. Severino, interesting pitching option, and Yankees' bats versus fires, very good. So now this slate just gets even more crappy. Stroman versus Seattle, you can roll the dice there if you want. Stroman, you know, he's not the big strikeout arm. Seattle's bats are pretty hot, especially against right-handed pitching. Cano's been out. If Cano's out, it makes Stroman much, much better option. No doubt about it, but still scary. But I don't hate it. Interesting GPP angle. I get it. Matt Moore, can't trust him at all. He's the number one worst barrel FIP guy on the board. 6.20 FIP, getting barreled 8.47% of the time, walking 9.6% of the batters he's facing. That's just pure trouble. I can't go there at that price. My next option is Mike Clevinger. He pitched on a Sunday, so I couldn't recommend him. If you listen to a couple around the bases ago, I mentioned him in the Cleveland system as an up-and-coming arm to watch for. He dealt 5 2/3, 1 hit, no earned, 4 walks, 5 Ks for 23.8 points at Kansas City his last time out. Now, I know he's going up against Minnesota, so it's not as ideal, but for $7,500 on this slate, I will roll those dice with Clevinger. In his last 2 years, he's striking out 21.7% of the guys he's facing. Obviously, 4 walks and 5 2/3 isn't ideal, so walks are something to be concerned about. Minnesota striking out 21.4% of the time. I like that angle with Clevinger on the mound. Minnesota does hit righties well to a 339 WOBA, so there's a little concern there. But there's definitely going to be concern on this slate. And that'll take me to our other option. Jose Berrios, going to be chalkier than chalk, especially if you're using Chris Sale. Everyone's going to flock to Berrios at 5,500. He's the flashy name. He's getting called up. He's been awesome in AAA. I get it. Here's his stats for you. So far, he's 3-0 with a 1.13 ERA in 6 games started, 39 2/3 innings. In AAA, he is striking out 8.85 per nine, walking 1.82 per nine, giving up 0.45 home runs per nine, striking out 25.7% of the batters he's facing, average of 167, a BABIP of 214. He's been great. Just remember when he was with the Twins last year, he's only striking out 17.4%, an average of 307, BABIP of 344, and he was getting almost two home runs per nine. He has not been able to do it in the bigs yet. The guy has amazing stuff. We know this. We know this for a fact. But we got to see it. I have no problem rolling the dice with him tonight for $5,500 on this crappy, crappy slate. But he's going to be chalkier than chalk. You've been warned. So there you go. Sale at 13-1, Lester at 10-7, Clevenger at 75, Berrios at 55. Your options are uber limited today. And that's, if you want to roll the dice with Stroman, I'm cool with that too. But that's basically all I'm going with on this one for you there. At the catcher's position, we got Buster Posey, 4,300 versus Bonilla. Posey with the walk-off dong in the 17th was huge. First base catcher eligible. You got to see if he's in the lineup. He had Thursday off, but playing 17 innings last night. They might plug him in at first. Bonilla is a gas can. He got called up for AAA. He had one start or one, appearance earlier this year. Got beat up. He's been bad in AAA, just bad all around. Giants are a nice play today. You got Yadier Molina against Lester at 34. Castro for the Twins at 3,300 is in play as well. Wilson Contreras, I love how I tell you he's been struggling mightily. He doubled dongs last night, of course, just typical. You got Derek Norris. If you're fading Sale for some reason, he's a lefty. He's 2,900. Yeah, Sandy Leon, 3,200 as well. A couple options there. Going over first base, Anthony Rizzo, 4,900 against Martinez. You got Kenneth Vargas against Clevenger at 4,500. It's a sneaky play. Carlos Santana versus Berrios at 45. Joey Votto against Matt Moore at 44. Remember, Matt Moore, that barrel number is just asinine. I don't mind a Reds Giants stack, like off the wall. It could be fun. It could be really fun. Just throwing it out there. Justin Smoke's a really good play. I haven't seen who Seattle's pitching yet. All I'm seeing is to be determined everywhere. I'll try to find that as we record here. But Justin Smoke's been raking. His price is up to 4,300, which is really crappy, but he has been on fire. Been using him a lot lately. You're not using Logan Morrison versus Chris Sale. Just not doing that. Let me see here. We got Seattle. And they still have no one for Seattle yet. That's great. That's just great. Okay. So Brandon Belt at 3,900 is a great price tag against Bonilla. Very nice price tag. At first base, he's been swinging it well. Moving on to Mitch Moreland versus Snell. Not the most ideal situation, but not horrible. Ricky Weeks Jr., 2,800 versus Chris Sale. That's all you got going there. Moving on to the second base position. Brian Dozier, 5K. We have Robbie Cano, if he's in the lineup, at 4,600. Kipnis, 43. Jose Ramirez, 43. Pedroia, 42 versus Snell is a nice look. Jed Jericho, 41. Colton Wong, 4K. Don't mind those. Zobrist, 3,800. Not bad. I'd love to know who Seattle's pitching. Can't find that anywhere. It's probably somewhere really easy, and I just can't find it right now. Just outstanding. That's about it for your second base position. Outstanding. You can go Josh Rutledge, super cheap, at like 2,800 if you want to go there. Save some money. He's been playing third base for the Red Sox. At third base, Miguel Sano, 5,200. Chris Bryant's day-to-day, he's 5K. Mentioned Jose Ramirez. Mentioned Jericho. Kyle Seager, 4K versus Stroman. Longo versus Sale. Longo versus a lefty, 3,900. I don't mind that. Eugenio Suarez, 3,800 versus Moore is a very good play. Very, very good play there. Look at Eduardo Nunez, 3,600 versus Bonilla. Eduardo Escobar from Minnesota versus Clevenger at 3,500. Christian Arroyo, 3,500. And that's about all you got going there. Heading over to the shortstop position. We got Xander Bogaerts at 49. Lindor is a nice play at 47. Gene Segura, 44. Ledesma Diaz at 4K. Polanco from Minnesota at 39. Cozart's another good one. He's hitting lefties extremely well. Always overlooked at 37. Nunez, 36. Escobar, 35. It's going to be tough to pay for sale with limited value. I'm going to throw that out there right now. That's why you're going to have to go Berrios probably, or Clevenger at worst. Beckham at 33 versus sale. B-Craw at 33 is extreme value, actually, on this slate. Goings against whoever's going for Seattle at 3K is a nice value play for the Toronto shortstop. If Aher Adrianza's playing for Minnesota, he's second base shortstop eligible for a value play at 2,900. You know, he doesn't like the world on fire, but he's value. Kelby Tomlinson's a potential value after a 17-inning game. He might be in the lineup for the Giants. He's second base shortstop eligible against Bonilla. He's 2,800. Another guy that doesn't like the world on fire, but if you're looking for a slight value play, Greg Garcia for the Cardinals, third base shortstop against Lester at 2,800. I'm giving you guys, they're not going to light the world on fire. They're punt plays to help you fit in the big arm. They're less than 3K. DraftKings, like I mentioned the last few days, had gotten rid of our value guys. There's no one below 2K pretty much anymore. So I mentioned Rutledge. I just mentioned three guys there at the shortstop position that have dual eligibility that you can look at. Into the outfield, Mookie Betts, 5,100. Brantley, 4,800 versus Berrios. Benintendi versus the lefty Snell at 47. Hanram is day-to-day. If he's in the lineup at 46 versus Snell, is very intriguing. Billy Hamilton versus Moore, 45, is very nice. The way Matt Moore walks, guys, you walk Billy Hamilton, you're giving him a double or a triple. So Billy Hamilton at $4,500 is actually might be value. That might be too cheap for the potential today. Nelson Cruz at 4,400 versus Stroman. Max Kepler, 43. He's been slumping lately. It's very disappointing for that, the way he's hitting the ball, though. Kevin Pillar is up to 4,200. Thanks, DraftKings, you dicks. Eddie Rosario, 4,100. Robbie Grossman, 41. Steve Pierce is swinging it well, but he's up to 41, so there's value gone. Jose Bautista went yard again. He might be heating up. He's up to 4,100 bucks. Buxton is 4K. That is just beyond ridiculous. Kyle Schwarber is 4K. Buxton's the same price as Kyle Schwarber. My lord. Brandon Belt, 3,900 bucks. First base outfield eligible. Adam Duvall, 3,900 versus Moore is a great play. Ben Gamel, 3,800 versus Stroman is very nice. Corey Dickerson, no, not tonight. Not tonight. Denard Span, he's been back 2 days from the DL. He's homered both games. He's 3,800 versus Bonilla. Yeah, the way these prices are looking, you might be going for some Giants and Reds today, folks. Ezekiel Carrera, 3,600. He's been swinging it actually pretty well lately. Grichik versus Lester, 3,600. Pham versus Lester, 3,600. Two decent plays versus Lester. Not recommending stacking versus Lester. Just throwing it out there. Hunter Pence is only 3,500 bucks. Byron Buxton is 4K, but Hunter Pence is 3,500 bucks. DraftKings, you're drunk. You are drunk. Hunter Pence, $3,500, people. Wow. Sierra for St. Louis, the rookie's been playing well. He's 3,400 versus Lester. Nice value player. Chris Young for Boston. He plays versus lefties a lot. Snell on the mound today. Young, 3,400 bucks is a very nice play today. Don't sleep on Chris Young versus the lefty, folks. That's a good one right there. Shebler versus Moore, 3,100. There's some very off prices here tonight. Gerard Dyson for Seattle against Stroman, 2,900. Matt Adams, no, you're not going Matt Adams. Mac Williamson, if he's in the lineup for the Giants versus Bonilla, he's 2,900. He's not going to be a big average guy, but he's got home run potential. Heredia for Seattle versus Stroman is 2,800. Likely not in the lineup, but he's worth an option. Now I'm just talking value guys now. Ruggiano's been swinging it okay. He's 2,500 versus Bonilla. I wouldn't go there, but he's there. Michael Morse, first base outfield, 2,400. I'd really not want to have to go there, but he's an option. Here's a nice one if he's in the lineup. He's right-handed bat, so hopefully they go there. Patrick Kivlahan. I'll probably butcher that. Just Kiv. Patrick Kiv for the Reds. He's an outfielder. Swinging an okay stick. He's $2,100, right-handed bat in that Reds lineup. 17-inning game, lefty Moore on the mound. I'd like to think Kiv might be in there. That might be your value of the day, folks. This is why you listen to the pod. $2,100 right there. That's how you sneak in Chris Sale and some other guys. Kiv, $2,100. So there's your five-game early slate now. Sale, Lester, Clevenger, Berrios, and Stroman if you're feeling it. If I find out I like who Seattle's throwing, I'll let you know, but I have no idea who they're throwing. And I feel like an idiot for not knowing it for you, but I can't find it anywhere. I'm stacking the Giants versus Bonilla, Cincinnati versus Moore. I don't mind Cleveland and Minnesota bats at all, mixing and matching them there. And like I said, I don't mind Seattle against Stroman or Toronto just because I don't know who they're facing. I can't tell you how much I do or don't like Toronto right now. So, but the Giants and Cincy are relatively cheap, and they're in great matchups. And the team total for the Giants is 4.46. Cincinnati's 4.04. I like them both as great stacking options to go with Sale and Clevinger or Berrios. I'm going Sale Clevinger personally. And I'll have a little Lester out there, to tell you the truth. I don't mind that at all either. But I'm not going heavy by any means. Let's go to the 9-game slate where doesn't get a whole lot better, to tell you the truth, but we have options. And your top priced arm is Chris Tillman at $9,900, making his second start of the year. His first start wasn't bad. It was 5 innings, 3 hits, no earned, 3 walks, 4 Ks against the Chicago White Sox at home. Now he's going in another favorable matchup at the Kansas City Royals. I usually would never pay this price for Tillman, but based on this slate, with these options, I'm going there. And Tillman's been striking out 19.5% of the batters he's been facing. Kansas City striking out over 21% of the time against right-handed pitching, and a WOBA of 284, which is way below league average. They're just not a good offense at all, and we will continue to target him. Bundy, you know, he gave up some runs, but Bundy, who hasn't been striking anybody out, had at least six strikeouts last night, and he got it done. Got it done and got it done well for us at $7,500 last night. Sure, Tillman's 92 or 99, which sucks. Like this price tag, he's going to have to get us 20 plus points tonight. But based on the pitching tonight, it's like I said last night with Porcello and company, just get me 20 points. I'll be happy because it's bad. It's really bad. So Tillman at 9,900 at Kansas City, definitely in play. Next up, Trevor Cahill. 9,300 at the White Sox, definitely in play as well. We've mentioned Cahill. He's 8th on the barrel FIP leaderboard, 2.9 FIP on the barrel leaderboard. He's getting barreled 2.05% of the time. He's striking out this year alone over 30% of the batters he's facing. He's walking 11.64%, which is not good, but it's because his pitches have so much movement on him. He's getting such soft contact, striking out a ton. The White Sox are striking out 24% of the time in a WOBA of 274 versus right-handed pitching. We'll keep targeting the White Sox as often as we can. Even Chacin shut them down, like I mentioned yesterday. Cahill has struggled more on the road than at home. It's been evident. But on a night like tonight, I will take my gambles with Cahill at 9,300 against the White Sox. Next up, we will go Taijuan Walker at 9K. He's 23rd on that barrel FIP leaderboard at 3.49 FIP. He's getting barreled up 3.49% of the time, and he's striking out 23.26% of the batters he's facing this year. The Pirates are striking out 19% of the time versus right-handed pitching with an average WOBA of 292. Their offense, not good. Not good at baseball. And it is, you know, a better ballpark for them to hit in. We saw them hit a bit last night against Corbin, give up that long ball to Bell that really cost him. Other than that, you know, he limited the damage. Was hoping for much more out of him, obviously. Taijuan Walker, it's all or nothing with him. I don't blame you if you feel like putting some Pittsburgh bats together, but I'll be rolling some Walker out there. He's got that K upside for sure in that ballpark, and he's got a great chance to win because the D-back stack is locked and loaded again tonight. In this slate, this sketchy slate, we'll be rolling Walker out against that Pittsburgh lineup yet again. Now it gets dicey. We'll roll down to Ricky Nolasco at $8,200. This is where it gets dicey. He's the sixth worst barrel FIP. He's on the bottom 25, sixth worst at 5.39. He's getting barreled 9.7% of the time. He's only walking 3.64% of the batters he faces, and he's striking out 22.42%. That's why I like him. He's striking out a ton of guys. He's just giving up hard contact when he's getting hit. The Tigers are striking out 22.2% of the time, a little above average WOBA of 3.29. So you're gambling here, and this is why this is a GPP play. big K potential. The contact's there. You saw Shoemaker. He's the same situation last night. K potential was there. Contact was a gamble. He got the strikeouts last night. Or didn't get a ton of strikeouts, but he got the strikeouts. Had the shutout in play. So he won last night. Do you want to roll the dice with Nolasco? That's why I'm throwing it out there. Because after those three guys in the 9,000s, the middle is just a smoldering pot of disgusting. So I'm giving you a couple options you can mix in here, and then we drop down to some punts because really there's only like two guys, and he's one of them that I will be willing to roll the dice on. Everyone else I want nothing to do with at all. So Ricky Nolasco, I will roll the dice with against the Tigers. We faded him against the A's. He looked great. If he actually is healthy and he pitches like that, I like his slider snapping like that. I think he'll be okay. He might give up two or three runs, but he will get you a handful of strikeouts and be serviceable tonight. That's what I want out of Nolasco. I'll take that. Next up is Nick Karns at $7,900 at home against the Baltimore Orioles. It's scary because the Orioles can mash right-handed pitching. We know this very well. Karns' last two outings is what intrigues me a lot. His strikeout potential. Last two starts. At Tampa Bay, 6 1/3, 6 hits, 2 earned, 10 Ks. We know Tampa's a big strikeout team. At home against the White Sox, 6 innings, 1 hit, no earned, 7 Ks. We know the White Sox struggle against right-handed pitching. But the big thing is he got 10 Ks and 7 Ks. Now he's going up against the Orioles, who strike out 21.5% of the time against right-handed pitching. Karns is striking out 24.3% of the batters he's facing. You got to watch out for the walks. He's walking 10% of the guys he's facing. Baltimore only has an average WOBA of 319 against right-handed batters. So they're not like lighting the world on fire. And it's a great pitching ballpark in Kansas City. I said it was a gamble. I didn't say it was great like he's facing Tampa Bay or he's facing the White Sox. He's facing Baltimore. I get it. But he's in a very interesting spot that he'll be extremely low-owned. Baltimore actually has a lower team total than Kansas City and the White Sox and the Pirates. Those three $9,000 pitchers I mentioned, Walker, Cahill, and Tillman, they're facing teams with higher team totals than Baltimore, who Karns is facing, and also higher than Detroit, who Nolasco is facing. Just throwing that out there for you. It's just total GPP dart with Nate Karns. Big K upside, good pitching environment against a Baltimore team that we know when they're struggling, which they haven't, you know, they didn't light the world on fire in Washington, and they didn't do much against Duffy last night. So I'm taking the gamble. I really am. Next up, we're going Nick Martinez. At home against the Oakland A's. Yes, Nick Martinez. $6,700. We're punting with Nick. Now, if you stack the A's, don't blame you. They let me down last night. They let me down a lot. It's a theme we have here. But here's what we do with Nicholas Martinez. On the road, you stack against him on the road. His two road starts, 6 innings, 8 hits, 4 earned, 5 1/3, 9 hits, 6 earned. His two starts at home, 6 innings, 5 hits, 3 earned. 7 innings, 4 hits, 1 earned. Points on the road, 8.1 minus 7.2. At home, 18.5, 16.8. He likes to pitch at home. That's what Nick Martinez does. I don't know what it is. It's been that way his whole career. It's bizarre. Bizarro world. And you look at his ground ball to fly balls. You look at his strikeouts and his walks. They're almost identical, home and road. It's just something about him. He hits on that home mound, and he deals. And we all know Texas is not a pitcher's environment. So my butt puckers every time I say pitch Nick Anderson. Don't think I'm not happy by saying pitch or Martinez. Don't think I'm not happy by saying this. And, you know, the K upside's not great. He's only striking out 10.5% of the guys he faces. He walks 8.5. Neither are great. But the A's are an average WOBA of 311 versus righties. They don't light the world on fire. And they're striking out 24.5% of the time. If Nick Martinez at $6,700 can give me, say, 6 innings, give me 3 earned runs or less, strike out 5 guys maybe, thumbs up, Let's rock and roll. I'm in right now. Hell, give up four runs. I'll take it. Let's go. So Nick Martinez is one of my punts. My other is Nick Pivetta at 5,300 at the Washington Nationals. I mentioned Pivetta earlier this year when he faced the Nats. He's a big, big prospect for the Phillies. Big strikeout arm in his two starts. One is against the Nats, 5 innings, 6 Ks. One was at the Dodgers, 5 innings, 5 Ks. He's getting about 10 DraftKings points per start. He's 5,300 bucks. If you paid for a batter at 5K, you want 10 points or more. A pitcher, you know, sure, we like, give me like 13, 14, 15. Give me at least 10. We'll move on. He's got 5+ K potential. We know that. Just don't give up too many home runs to the Nats. The weather's going to be bad. It's going to be cold and wet, so maybe the ball won't be traveling much. Total punt play at 5,300. It's going to allow you to load up on Coors bats, Arizona bats, all the bats. Just big strikeout arms, what we're looking at there. Harper wasn't in the initial lineup last night. I'm wondering if his groin's still kind of acting up, and with the wet conditions, they don't want to risk it. If he's not in the lineup again tonight, that makes Pivetta a lot nicer, obviously. He's still a risk. We know that Nationals lineup's freaky good. But definite punt play with upside in that K department, so keep him in mind. So Tillman at 9,900 at Kansas City, Cahill 9,300 at the White Sox. You have Walker 9K at Pittsburgh, Nolasco 8,200 at home versus Detroit, Karn 7,900 at home versus Baltimore, Martinez 6,700 at home versus Oakland, and Pivetta 5,300 at the Nationals. Let's head over to the bats at the catchers. Yeah, Grandal in Coors against Anderson at 4,700. If Barnes is catching for the Dodgers against the lefty Anderson, he's 4,100. You got Lucroy against Sonny Gray. Sonny Gray has been getting beat up already since his return. Lots of hard contact. Lucroy, 3,900. Dustin Garneau is 3,700 in Colorado against Wood. Not a bad play at 3,700 at all. Salvador Perez against Tillman at 36. Alex Avila at 36. You got Steven Vogt against Martinez. If you're fading Martinez, no problem. He's 3,600. Matt Wieters is a good play against Pivetta at 36. JT Realmuto against Tehran. Tehran is definitely going to get faded again. Marlins bats are in play. Realmuto went yard last night. He hits righties better than lefties. I've mentioned it many times. He did it last night. He's 3,500. Torinos, if he's in the lineup versus Gray, is 3,400. Look for Chris Herman to catch tonight against Arizona. Lefties against Williams. I believe Herman's a lefty. Yeah. He's catcher's outfield eligible. He's 3,400. Interesting play, a part of the Arizona stack. James McCann catching for Detroit against Nolasco, 3,200. Jet Bandy, 3,200 versus Gesselman. Bandy went yard yesterday. Big game last night. Tyler Flowers went yard as well for Atlanta against Volquez. He'll be 3,200. Keep him in mind. Manny Pena from Milwaukee is 31. Austin Hedges went yard last night. He's 3K against Covey. San Diego is definitely in play tonight. You got Plawecki at 2,900 for the Mets. Either Plawecki or Rene Rivera at 27. I don't mind either one against Zach Davies of Milwaukee. So some interesting catchers options. None that really like jump off the page. But some really interesting ones. You can go value there if you need to. First base, Goldschmidt, 5,600 against Williams. Williams is going to get tattooed tonight, just like Glasnow and bullpen and last night. Arizona, I like him over Coors again, just like I did last night, and they paid off in diamonds. Going to Coors, Cody Bellinger. He went ding-dong last night. He's another good play against the lefty Anderson. First base outfield eligible, up to 5,400. Freddie Freeman against Edinson Volquez at 52 is a really good play. Ian Desmond against the lefty Wood at 5,100. Mark Reynolds at 5K, definitely in play. Ryan Zimmerman against Pivetta at 4,900 is definitely in play. By the way, Goldschmidt is more expensive than all the Coors guys. Should let you know about how bad Williams is. Just throwing that out there. Jay Bruce against Zach Davies at 4,800 is a very nice looking play. Eric Thames against Gesellman at 48 is a nice play. Abreu against Cahill, 47. Will Myers, 4,500, a part of the Padres stack. Yes, I'm saying Padres stack a few times. Hint, hint. Yonder Alonso at 4,400. This price tag keeps going up. Yonder freaking Alonso. Good God. I know he's a good player. He's having a good year, but let's DraftKings. Miguel Cabrera, $4,200. Chris Davis, $4,100. Interesting, slumping play. Lucas Duda's up to 4K. Second game from the DL, he's already 4K. Good job, DraftKings. Mike Napoli, 4,000 against Sonny Gray is intriguing. I don't like paying that much for the Naps, but intriguing. Hosmer, 3,900. Albert Pujols, 3,800 versus Derek Norris. Definitely worth a look against the lefty Norris. Angels, a little mini stack could be in order. Trey Mancini, 3,700 versus Carnes. TJ Rivera of the Mets versus Davies. I can't pay 37 for TJ. That's just too darn much. Scott Van Slyke, if you want a little value in Coors, first base outfield eligible, 3,700 versus the lefty Anderson, if he's in the lineup. Could go there. Victor Martinez versus Nolasco at 3,400. Luis Valbuena, I mentioned him as a great play last night. He went ding-dong. He's first base, third base eligible against Norris tonight at 3,400. He's not as great a play as a lefty-lefty matchup tonight, but seems in the lineup still interesting. Josh Bell went deep last night off Corbin. He's 3,400 against Walker tonight. One play I do like, Jeffrey Marte, 3,300 versus Norris. Just sucks because you already have Pujols there, so you can't play them both for Anaheim. Justin Bour, I said 3,100, your value first baseman of all time last night. Ding dong city, he went ding dong. He's 3,300 tonight. Another really good spot tonight against Tehran. Lefties hit him well. I wish it was in Atlanta, but another great spot for Bour tonight at $3,300. I wish there was better pitching to pay for tonight because Miami's another sneaky play. And that should just about do it. Yep, that does it for your first base position. Let's take it to second base. I got Daniel Murphy, 5,200 versus Pivetta in a nice spot against the kid. LeMahieu, 4,900 versus Wood. Taylor, 4,500 versus Anderson for the Dodgers. Rugi Odor, 4,400 versus Gray is a nice play there. Villar, 4,300 versus Gesellman. Neil Walker, he is really feeling it. He went yard on Friday. I like Walker. When he's hot, you ride him. He's batting cleanup in that lineup. He's 4,200 versus Davies. D. Gordon, 4,100 versus Tehran. Ian Kinsler's back. 4K versus Nolasco. Cesar Hernandez up to 3,900. He's versus Tanner Roark. Brandon Drury swinging a hot stick for the D-backs. He's 3,800 versus Williams. Jed Lowry, 3,700 versus Nick Martinez. Definitely a look there. I like Young Hervis Solarte, 3,500 versus Covey. Lefty bats versus Covey. That might just do us there for second base. Trying to see if we can find you some value, but I'm not finding it here. Nope. That'll do it. Solarte is the cheapest one I'm going to there. Going over to third base, Nolan Arenado, 5,700 versus Wood is a great play. Turner, 5K versus Anderson. Machado, 48 versus Carnes. Jake Lamb, 47 versus Williams is a great play again tonight, just like last night. He double-digit pointed you last night. Didn't go deep, but he still got you double digits. Like him again tonight at 47. Joey Gallo, 4,500 versus Gray is a great play. He had the 3-1 walk-off last night. Rendon, 44 versus Pivetta. Gesellman, or Shaw, 4,100 versus Gesellman is a very solid play tonight. The Todd Father, 4K versus Cahill. Jose Reyes had the day off last night. He's third base shortstop eligible, 4K versus Davies. Castellanos, 3,900. Plouffe, 3,900. Ryan Schimpf is in a great spot at 3,800 versus Covey. Very interesting spot there. Very big home run potential for Schimpf. Yunel Escobar, 3,600 versus Norris. Yunel hits lefties very well. Keep Yunel in your minds when you're making that lineup. Loustakis versus Tillman at 3,500 is an interesting play. Corey Spangenberg, third base outfield eligible for the Padres. So if you're playing Schimpf, you can put Spangenberg in the outfield against Covey at 3,400 for your Padres stack. Donis Garcia of the Braves for 34. Derek Dietrich went deep last night. He's 3K against Tehran if you want to go weird and sneaky. I don't mind it. Just big gamble, but I don't mind it. Shortstop. Corey Seager, 5,700. Asdrubal Cabrera, 4,300. He's back. You got Elvis Andrus, 42. Chris Owings, 41. Pat Valleca's up to 3,900. He was 3K last night, and he's $3,900. God damn it, DraftKings. Hernan Perez, he's 3,800, a really good play again tonight. He was batting cleanup last night. He's third last night, I believe. Third or cleanup. He went yard. He is just on fire right now. Keep playing him against lefties or righties. I don't care. If you're playing Brewer stacks or one-offs, Hernan's a really good play these days. $3,800. Kike Hernandez versus a lefty in Coors. Outfield shortstop eligible at 38. Freddie Galvis, 35, is not bad. Wow. Andrelton Simmons versus the lefty Norris for the Angels at 3K is decent value. Man, they really just butchered us here. Yeah, that's about all we got. Yep, that's all we got at the shortstop position. Andrelton Simmons at 3K is your lowest shortstop. Heading to the outfield, Bryce Harper at $5,700. Mike Trout against Norris at 55. Trout went deep last night. I mentioned Bellinger earlier. You got Blackman at 53. Puig at 52. Mentioned Desmond. Jock Jams at 5K. Mentioned Jay Bruce. AJ Pollock had a big night last night. Another good night tonight, $4,700. Giancarlo, 47. Conforto, 46. Like all of them. K with the Chris Davis at 44. Don't mind him at all. Trumbo at 43. Keon Broxton at 43. Carlos Gomez at 43, like them. Matt Kemp at 43, like them. Senju Chu at 42. David Peralta is in another really good spot. He had a good night last night. Like him again tonight at 42. Like him a lot tonight at 42. Don't forget about him. Lorenzo Cain at 4,100. JD Martinez is back, 4,100. Justin Upton at 4,100. Both good plays in the outfield for Detroit. Mentioned Chris Owings. Gregory Polanco against Walker at 4,100 is definitely in play if you're not playing Walker. Ender Inciarte at 4,100. Christian Yelich at 4,100. Both really good plays. Adam Jones at 4K. Mazzara at 4K. McCutcheon at 4K. Love Marcell Ozuna at 4K. I'll tell you why in a second when I go over some BVP numbers for you. But Marcell Ozuna, do not forget him tonight at 4K. Melky Cabrera at 3,900 is a good value there. Aaron Altherr at 3,900. He's hitting lefties and righties. Don't sleep on him. Mentioned Hernan Perez. Raimel Tapia is got called up. He's 3,800 for the Rockies. He's a lefty with a lefty wood on the mound. I doubt he gets in the lineup today, but keep him in mind, good young prospect there. Not saying he's a must-start by any means, but good young prospect. Odubel Herrera at 3,800 is in play. Seth Smith leading off, 3,700. Mentioned Van Slyke already. Cole Calhoun, 3,600. Tyler Collins at 3,500. Value's gone. Cameron Maben versus the lefty Norris at 3,400 could be a very low-owned, interesting play there. Don't hate that at all. And Hunter Renfro, if you want to go for the home run potential at 3,100. Matt Joyce went yard last night. He's 3K versus Martinez if you want some value. It's about the only value we have these days, as it's all been disappearing. DraftKings just loves us. Yep, all gone. There it is. So, real quick before I'll recap the pitchers. We have Tillman at 9,900 at Kansas City. Cahill, 9,300 at White Sox. Walker, 9K versus Pirates. Martinez, or Nolasco, 8,200 versus Detroit. Karn, 79 versus Baltimore. Martinez, 67 versus Oakland. Pivetta, 53 at Washington. I just wanted to mention a couple. I'm not the biggest BVP guy, but I know everybody likes to talk about it. And I believe you need a big sample size, but I know everybody wants to talk about it. So I'm going to bring it up for you just in case you wanted to know. The guys that stand out today. Yadier Molina's 10 for 24, lifetime against Johnny Lester. He's the big one in that matchup. You got Rizzo's 8 for 29 with a double, triple, and three home runs lifetime against Carlos Martinez. Not bad in that one. When you head to the Washington Nationals versus Tanner Roark, the Phillies versus Roark, Odubel Herrera, 9 for 21 with three doubles. Not shabby there. This is one that stood out like a sore thumb. The Marlins versus Tehran. Okay, Derek Dietrich, 5 for 17, sure, but two of those are home runs. Marcell Ozuna, here's what I wanted to tell you. 15 for 36, that's a 417 clip. One double, three home runs. Justin Bour, 4-for-13. That's a small sample for one homer. Christian Yelich, 11-for-34 with two doubles. D. Gordon, 7-for-23. It's a small sample. Giancarlo has taken him deep twice. As a team, they've taken him deep eight times to a 285 clip. So do what you want there. But the Braves also against Volquez, Matt Kemp, 7-for-16 with two doubles and a homer. Tyler Flowers, 7-for-13. So small samples, but a little history for those who care. Moustakas and Salvi Perez have each taken Tillman deep once. Alex Gordon has taken him deep twice. Small samples yet again. Sinsu Chu, 8-for-21 lifetime off Sonny Gray. Throwing that one out there. Joey Gallo takes Sonny Gray deep once in his short career. And Justin Turner, 7-for-12 lifetime off Tyler Anderson with a home run. And here's the other one stood out. The Tigers versus Ricky Nolasco. This is where I get scared off by using Nolasco a ton, but I still like the upside. But Justin Upton, 11-for-25 with a double and two home runs. It's a 440 average. Victor Martinez, 8-for-20 with three doubles. It's a 400 average. Castellanos, two home runs off of him. JD Martinez, 9-for-24, 375 average. Ian Kinsler, 9-for-30. A couple good looks against Nolasco. So there you have it, folks. You have a 5-game early, a 9-game evening. Watch the weather. Ugly stuff. Ugly, ugly stuff. But yeah, Miami versus Tehran is sneaky. Atlanta versus Volquez is sneaky. Detroit versus Nolasco. But overall, you know, you got Coors, Dodgers versus Anderson, Colorado versus Wood. I love Arizona versus Williams, obviously. Texas versus Sonny Gray is definitely in play. San Diego versus Covey is definitely in play as well. And then Milwaukee and New York, game stack. Don't mind the Angels versus the lefty Norris either. Really good stacking options. Hit me up if you have questions on those as well. But should be a fun one tonight. Good luck to everybody. I won't be around to record for tomorrow as usual, but I'll be back on Monday. I hope everybody has a good weekend. Make some money. Great UFC card tonight. Check out the UFC preview pod with myself, Doc, and Dougie. It's at thesportsdegens.com. But good luck. Enjoy the rest of your weekend, and I will catch you guys on Monday.
Hey, Drew Scott here.
And I'm Jonathan Scott, reminding you that life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance. They can help you get just the right protection at just the right price and help you save when you bundle home and auto. Kind of like Goldilocks and the Three Bears. It'll be just right for you. We love a custom build. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.